Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30 p.m. on WJCL. On the other end of the line is our summer thespian, Margaret Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. We talked about it last week briefly. I rolled back into town and I got out of the car, if you remember, and I got a cool breeze and I was reminded of what my friend Lauren had said. Oh, it's a beautiful day in Savannah. Remember that?
I do.
Well, this week has been the antithesis of that. I think by Wednesday I was like, okay, cool breezes are gone. Cool breezes. Yep. Cool breezes is back to being an 80s cologne for men. And
that's right. That's over with.
Yes.
We have settled into the summer.
Yes. Which means this weekend I am indoors, was indoors. I'm going to be as indoors as I possibly can for the foreseeable future till I get to the beach for the July. How about you? You keeping what do you do when the island is busy for the summer and it's 100 degrees outside?
Well, I tell you, normally I wouldn't get out much and take the opportunity to, you know, I work from home, so, you know, I've got my office right here, don't really have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I would take the opportunity to, like starting in late July and early August, maybe taking a week or two or even three and go elsewhere, more northerly. Address, but this summer, as you know, I'm locked into doing the musical at Cligny Theater with Sea Glass Stage Company. So, you know, that's going to be my outings this summer. I'll just be at the theater and And the air conditioning works awesome at the theater, by the way.
Very good. Well, if there's something to keep you indoors for the better part of a summer, that's a good enough. How long do your rehearsals go?
So we started I guess the last week of May, and we open on July 5th. So because we are volunteer cast and crew, we don't have the luxury of having a 2 or 3 week rehearsal period and rehearsing 8 hours a day. We can't do that. So we get about 2 or 3 hours a night right now, 4 nights a week. And then as we approach opening night, we'll be doing full runs of the show and have to pull a weekend of tech rehearsal and whatnot before we put it up. So the total length of the rehearsal period is at like 5 or 6 weeks, I'm guesstimating, and that's, you know, a little bit longer than it would be for, you know, a professional show. But like I said, you know, volunteers have to work, so they have to work their real jobs so they can afford to do volunteerism.
Friday, July 5th is opening night?
Yes. So Cligny will be rocking that week. There'll
really
be so many people walking by and seeing it. I anticipate that by opening night, we'll have already sold out. The response has been overwhelming.
Very good. Very good. Looking forward to it. So you were telling me, because you're spending so much time at Cligny rehearsing, you've been eating. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm the one that spends time at Cligny eating. You're spending your time at Cligny rehearsing, and so grabbing something quick to eat, you've been you've been running through a few places. You know, you mentioned to me before we got going here that you stopped in on It's Greek to Me, and I'm embarrassed to say I've never been there.
You know, It's Greek to Me is one of my favorites. That's always been like it's been in my rotation, but particularly for lunch. You know, if I want to meet somebody for lunch, it's always, hey, how about It's Greek to Me? Because I love their Greek salad. Their Euro meat is delicious. You know, it's everything's fresh. The family is actually Greek. You know, I don't know if this is still the case, but I think at one point, and maybe and maybe still now, but the grandmother of the family is the one back there in that kitchen making all that great stuff. And it's extremely authentic, extremely fresh. Can't say enough good things about it. You know, in my past catering career, there were many times where we were asked to do Greek menus, which we do. But you just can't beat their baklava. So we would order baklava from them and serve that for our caterings.
Very cool.
But the baklava cool. And what's the other one?
Spanakopita?
Huh?
Spanakopita?
Oh, yes, and their spanakopita. Very, very good point. Yeah, you can't beat their spanakopita.
Yeah, yeah, with the spinach and the pastry. Yeah, but believe it or not, we were talking about Greece last week and my trip there. I didn't have any spanakopita. I have an aunt on my dad's side of the family whose parents were Greek. And so she's of Greek descent. And I saw her for a family gathering last week. And she asked me, did you have any spanakopita? I said, actually, I didn't. How could you go to Greece and not have spanakopita? I'm like, you know what? I was eating a lot of other things. Can you back off? You know, it's like I didn't have a laundry list of things that I wanted to eat. Slow down, sister. But so Greek to me, yeah, I've never been. I've never been. It's right there across the street from Stew's Subs, which I love.
Yeah, so I've been to Stew's.
Yeah.
And I've been to Frosty Frog and the Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, oh, and what's the other one that faces Pope Avenue? Sandbar,
yeah.
Yeah. So the thing, though, is all of these places are, like, known for, you know, French fries and sandwiches and burgers and pizza. And I just can't do that. I would be 300 pounds. So I have sampled salads at all of these restaurants.
Very good.
They're all really good.
Very good.
You know, Stew's especially, and they have all that wonderful deli meat and cheeses and whatnot. And so, and my gauge of how good a restaurant is whether or not they serve homemade salad dressing or bottled salad dressing. And I can tell the difference right away. And, I'm loving what they're all doing.
Erica, the owner of Sandbar is one of my favorite people down that way. Her margaritas at Sandbar are very under the radar. I tell people about them and they say, really? And I've not witnessed it, but I have no reason not to believe her because I've seen the boxes of limes. She has people in there squeezing lime juice every single morning just in preparation for those margaritas. And I want to be fair here. I love the margaritas at Sandbar, but sometimes you get into a busy turn and burn situation in the summer when it's really busy. And a margarita can be off. You know, you can have a great margarita, or if there's too much, you know, too much mix, too much juice, you know, as fresh as that juice may be, it can be off. There has to be a balance. And once or twice over the years, many years, 6, 7, 8 years, once or twice, I've had a wonky margarita from Sandbar. But 99.5% of the time, they are exceptional and, dare I say, among my favorite on the island. Have you ever had it?
I have never had it. You know, margaritas aren't my go-to drink.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm going to have one, it has to be with real lime juice, perhaps a little agave.
Yes.
But no bottled mix.
Right.
Can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know the difference. As soon as you taste it, you know the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I have a comment about the burn and churn. We are entering burn and churn season.
Of
and course. It is, you know, anybody that's ever worked on this island or any other resort area in food and beverage knows it's stressful.
Yep.
You know, you have to please a lot of people and pack them in a short amount of time, get everybody fed, get everybody, you know, drunk or whatever the goal is in a short amount of time. And it happens all, you know, kind of at once. And, you know, this is our yearly reminder for, you know, folks to have patience, you know, as they are frequenting restaurants and enjoying themselves, that slow down and smell the roses. Everything's going to happen as the way it should.
Yeah, I say that all the time. You know, my mantra goodness, in most of the 13 years I've been doing this is, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I can't wait to get to work and screw everything up. And so
that's right.
And so most of the time people are trying their best, and you got, you know, I've written about it a few times here and there. Sometimes you got staff that's shorthanded, so people are working doubles and they're cranky and they want to get out of there themselves, or they had to cancel plans with their family and instead they're there dealing with, you know, high maintenance tourists who are expecting five-star service at a shrimp basket joint. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The expectations are completely out of whack sometimes. I've witnessed it. It's like, lady, what do you want? This is a $5.99 sandwich with a side of fries. You really thought you were going to get A, B, C, D, and E? It's just so frustrating. And then people get upset. For example, I've witnessed this too. I'll leave the names out of it because it's not important. But we all know that the most popular places on the island, whether it be Hudson's or the Skull Creek spots, or now Benny's is over there, or, you know, down the other way, Shelter Cove, all of these most popular restaurants on the island, during 4th of July in the heart of the summer, you're going to, at dinner time, you're going to go on a 90-minute, sometimes 2-plus hour wait for a table. And I've seen people get mad that the wait is so long. It's like, do you really think that you were the only person that had the idea to come eat here? Come on now, check yourself.
Yeah, and you know, and as far as expectation is concerned, I think the stem of it for a lot of people, you know, you have to think from their perspective. A lot of folks don't have like a ton of money for their travel budget for the year, and
right.
They've saved up to come here for 1 week,
right.
And so the expectation is that they are paying hard-earned money, and so that. That's where that expectation comes in, you know, where I'm paying good money for this, whether it's $5.99 or $599, you know,
I
want this to be the best experience of my life.
I get it. But at the same time, you know, you're saving up for a whole year just to go spend a week on Hilton Head Island. And I certainly understand and absolutely respect that. You know that it's like, you know, me walking into New York City, which you know I frequent so much, on New Year's Eve and Times Square and getting mad that the service is not good. What did you expect? Everybody else is here too.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? I'm the kind of person, I'd rather stick a hot poker in my eye than to be in all that crowd and all that mess,
yep.
Be it 4th of July,
yep.
New Year's Eve.
Yep.
I don't even go to church at Easter because
yep.
you know, it's just too
yep.
many people.
Yep. Yeah. No, I get it.
You know. Yeah.
It is what it is. It's, you know, you and I waxing poetic here isn't going to change the fact that, you know, Karen from Greenville isn't coming down to the beach with her family demanding excellence. It's just, you know, how it is, right?
Yep. That's right.
Hats off to the service staff and everybody who works so hard, really, every single day, every single year to try to make it right. Whether they do or they don't isn't for a lack of effort, I would say, by far a majority of the time. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah. So, okay, so you've been making the rounds around Caligny, and that includes...
Oh, yeah.
That includes a stop for dinner at what I've been teasing you, referring to as Al's Place.
Al's Place.
Al's Place.
So this was a couple weeks back during the time that you were in New York and Greece and on your romp around the globe.
I was romping.
I had been working all day. I had rehearsal at 6:30. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was starving. And so I'm driving around Caligny looking for a spot, which don't even get me started on looking for a parking spot in Caligny right now. I found a spot that was kind of closer over on to the side where Cafe Al Dente is, which is across the whole plaza from where the theater is. So I just kind of thought, oh, I'll walk by and see if maybe they open it at 4. And I was surprised to find out that they opened at 4. I was so excited, and I walked in, and everybody looked at me like, what are you doing here? Nobody comes to eat dinner this early, and I was their first customer for the day, and they tried to sell me on the early bird menu, and in my experience in my lifetime, that's never my favorite thing, only because they'll bundle a dessert in there, and I don't eat dessert. You know, so I just really wanted to order off the regular menu, and it was really hard to choose. You know, I'm not doing gluten right now, so being in a pasta restaurant really wasn't, you know, probably what I should have done, but I decided to forego my gluten-free diet because I was so hungry and I needed sustenance, and I wound up ordering the lasagna rollatini.
Yeah.
The reason I ordered it is because, so rollatini in Italian is rolled pasta, so it's, they take the traditional, you know, pan lasagna, they deconstruct it, and then they put it back together in a different formation, and it just seemed so interesting to me. And it also said on the menu that it came with bechamel and Sunday ragu or Sunday sauce, which, you know, typically a restaurant will serve lasagna with a little bechamel on top, and that kind of softens the acidity or the hardness sometimes of the tomato. So that attracted me, and I ordered it, and I was really impressed because there was something in that sauce, Jesse, that I was like, oh, what is it? And it wasn't Italian to me. Like, it was Italian, obviously. But it just so happened that the sous chef came out into the dining room and kind of looked over and said, how is it? And I said, this is delicious. Talk to me. What do you have in here? And so I was able to hear from, you know, him. It's not only beef and sausage, but they put bacon in it, you know, kind of like the beginning of beef bourguignon. They crisp off some bacon, and then they add the meat, the beef and the sausage. And then I don't know how they got the tomato so delicate, but I guess probably the type of tomato he used, and I didn't talk to him about that, but I'm sure it's San Marzano. But I said to him, there's a little heat in here and some sort of unique flavor. What is it? And he goes, oh, that would be banana peppers. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. So that's what made it so special for me.
By the way, I jokingly referred to it as Al's Place, and I think you mentioned it, but it kind of slipped through the cracks. We were talking about Al Dente in Caligny Plaza. For anyone who's listening,
yeah.
I know you
Cafe
said
Al
it.
Dente.
But yeah, Cafe Al Dente, but I referred to it as Al's Place, and we kind of moved through that. So anybody who's listening, I'm listening to you, and I'm like, did she say it? I'm not sure. Did she say it? Anyway, Cafe Al Dente, which is in the corner over there in Caligny, in the old space where Vine was, correct?
It was Vine. Before that, it was just pasta. Yeah, it's been several things, but
they've done
a renovation. They did a renovation in there. The way it was prior, it was darker, you know, with darker wood, darker paint, very, you know what I'm saying? Like a cafe in Italy. These guys came in and they lightened everything up. They took out the banquettes? No, is that what it's booth? Like the booths.
Yeah.
It took all that out, so it's a lot less wood, and they just put tables, you know, all right up next to each other. I don't know if you've ever been to Fulton on Five in Charleston. It's very similar. The look is very similar to that, how they set up the tables. And they've got a little bar. I bet it has one. It probably had maybe six chairs. So you could dine there as well. And the space looks, it's a small space. But it looks so much bigger now because they lightened it up, and they have a bunch of tables outside, you know. So their seating now is, I bet they can serve more patrons.
If you had to guess right now, if I put you on the spot, tick 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 tick, we put an hourglass in front of you, and you had to pick one number, what would the number be for number of Italian restaurants on the island, not including Bluffton?
25.
Really? That many? I would have guessed 10 to 13. You think there's 25?
I don't know.
I think on The Price is Right, you'd go over. My guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just being silly because you know, we're here talking about Italian, which, you know, you say is very good, and I'm looking forward to trying it sometime. But there's just so much Italian food on the island alone. I think by far that's the number one cuisine, right? Unless you count seafood as its own cuisine.
Yeah, I'll agree. And I think Cafe Al Dente is in a special category of Italian here, just like you and I feel about pomodori.
Yeah.
That it's, they've chosen items that are recognizable that people want to order.
Right.
But I've only had one dish. And I had a Caesar salad too. I'll tell you about that in a second. But they've made them unique. You know, it's not the same old, same old. It's not purveyor grade sauces and store bought pasta that's been thrown together. That's just very, you know, status quo, run of the mill. You know, it's they make their own sauce. They make their own dressings. The dressing on the Caesar salad was so delightful. It was lemony, and it, again, one of those things where I took the first bite and I was like, there's a unique flavor in here. What is that? So I asked the server, and he said, ma'am, that would be mustard seed. So, and the other unique thing about it is that instead of croutons, they've topped that salad with pano granato, which is breadcrumbs, toasted breadcrumbs, and that made, like, so every bite you took was a little bit crunchy, and then it had that mustard seed flavor.
That sounds wonderful.
My favorite Caesar salad I've ever had.
Ever?
Ever.
That's strong. I like it. I need to go try it now. Did it have a little swimming anchovy on it?
No.
Good. I don't like those. It makes it too much.
I mean, there might have been some anchovy in the dressing, but
sure,
there was no actual anchovy.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get those Caesar salads where they drop a fish on the top, and I'm like, ew, no, I don't like that. Makes it too strong for me.
I can't remember if it was a choice. I don't remember if he asked me if I wanted them or not. I just don't remember. And it was 4:00 in the afternoon, and, you know, I had rehearsals, so unfortunately, that beautiful, wonderful dinner, I could not accompany it with anything off their wine list, but and now I really don't remember that well, but I remember thinking the wine list was pretty impressive as well.
You better be careful. We are at the age where you enjoy a dinner at 4:00. Next thing you know, you're in line to come in at 4:00 waiting for that early bird special. It's a slippery slope to getting ready for dinner at 3:00. Next thing you know.
Speak for yourself. I'm not old.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I just took a poke at 70% of the island. But hey, it happens.
That's
like
right.
That.
That's well. We originally, you know.
Yeah.
We were originally inhabited, you know, with more retirees.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's get out of here. Tell us where we can find you if we wanted to purchase a retirement shack.
Well, your retirement shack can be purchased through me, Margaret Crenshaw, margaretcrenshaw.com, and that will take you directly to our website where you can view homes for sale. And as I'm part of the Kaiser Jaton team at EXP Realty.
Very good. I'm coming to the island for dinner this week. You are unable to join me because you are a thespian in full bloom.
Yes.
But I'll tell you
come
all about
lunch.
It. I'll cut. Well, we'll work that in probably in July. I got a bunch of stuff going on. I'm actually going to be over there twice, once for dinner, once for an early morning shoot. But I got to be back in Savannah that day by 1:00. So I wouldn't have time to vocalize and socialize.
You don't have time for me until July? Man, you're busy.
That's what happens when you romp through Europe like I did, right? You wind up playing lots of catch up, and I'm doing June is catch up month for me. Heinz 57, yeah. Full throttle. So,
well, I'll do my best to cover the island's restaurants while you
do that.
Catching up.
Be patient, be friendly, be nice. Not you, everybody who's listening, and enjoy your summer. And we will see you right back here next Monday. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
All
have
right.
A great week.
Have a good one. See ya.